Fitter, Happier. A program about your health for your health.
Diabetes is Australia's fastest growing chronic condition. 280 Australians develop diabetes every day. That's one person every 5 minutes. With National Diabetes Week upon us, we have Di Ledger, diabetes educator from Diabetes WA, joining us this morning to discuss the importance of their new campaign. Welcome, Di, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me as part of National Diabetes Week.
Of course. Can you tell us a bit about your background?
Yeah, certainly. I'm a dietitian. I've been working in the area for about 30 years now, probably too long to remember. So I guess I've seen a lot of changes over those years, but sadly one of the things that I have seen is, like you just mentioned, the rising number of people with diabetes, particularly type 2 diabetes, seems to be rapidly increasing. And like you said, even in Western Australia alone, we've got about 140,000 people now living with diabetes in WA. So quite a lot.
That's a huge number. And what is the role of Diabetes WA? And can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yes, certainly. Well, Diabetes WA is a not-for-profit organisation. We sit here in Subiaco in Hay Street, but we have a large role, a statewide role. So we cover not only metro, but we also go out to regional and some of our remote areas. And our big role is providing programs and services to people living with diabetes, but also, just as importantly, I guess, their families and supporting their families, because they play a big part in the management of diabetes and supporting the person with diabetes. So that's just as important for us to help them as well.
And National Diabetes Week shines a spotlight on different issues each year. So this year's message is Know Your Diabetes Risk. So why is this important?
Yeah, I guess we've chose this Know Your Diabetes Risk this year as part of National Diabetes Week because we know that for every person that's out there in the community living with diabetes, sadly there's another person out there that has diabetes and they don't actually know they've got it. So it's one of those diseases or conditions that sort of sits under the radar and people don't know they're living with it. And so what we're really encouraging everyone out there to do, all your listeners, is to actually take the risk test and so they can find out their own personal diabetes risk. Like I said, if people don't know they've got the diabetes and it's left undetected, that's where we can see some of those serious health conditions like kidney disease or people losing their sight, or it can lead to amputations as well. So we want to try and prevent them and get in early and know your risk.
Of course. And so for people that are a bit wary and kind of, you know, questioning about the risk of developing type 2 diabetes, what factors can increase a person's risk of developing type 2 diabetes?
Good question. Everyone wants to know that. I guess there's two main groups. I always group them because there's some factors that people just can't do anything about. So, for example, your age, unfortunately, as much as we'd like to try and change that, we can't do anything about that. And as we get older, your risk of developing diabetes does increase, and that's just a fact. Things like your family history, if that's diabetes is in your family, then you're more at risk of developing it yourself. And certainly some ethnic communities. We know our Indigenous, Aboriginal Indigenous communities, they're at higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes as well. But unfortunately, we can't do much about those factors. So what we try and do is focus on those factors that you can do something about. So things like being a healthy weight is one of the things that we can do something about, making sure we're physically active each day, and also following a healthy diet. So they're the factors that we really encourage people to look more at and the ones that they can do something about.
Of course, it's really good to keep healthy diet, healthy, being active as well. There's a focus this year on women and children. Why have these two groups been targeted?
Yeah, we really wanted to look more at women and children because when we started to look at some of the statistics, there's actually 1 in 8 mums develop gestational diabetes during their pregnancy. And gestational diabetes is a type of pregnancy that occurs during obviously pregnancy, when their hormones change, and that increases the mum's blood glucose levels. And then that can then get passed on to the bub. And that's where we can see that it can lead to things like the baby, we get bigger bubs when we, with mums that have gestational diabetes, the glucose passes through the bloodstream into the bub. And it can also have sort of negative effects, I guess, on the birth outcomes, because you do have a larger bub, they can have problems delivering, or it can also affect the bub itself. And then the other and most important thing that we also know is that ladies that have gestational diabetes then become at an increased risk of developing type 2 diabetes later in life. And also their babies, we're starting to find out. So their bubs are also predisposed to having type 2 diabetes later in life. So really important that if we can actually make women aware of gestational diabetes early, make sure they get tested during their pregnancy, and then also those that do develop gestational diabetes, making sure that they know that it's a risk factor for type 2 later on in life and keeping an eye on that.
So we know how it can affect the pregnancy and, of course, the later outcomes. So why are some women developing gestational diabetes?
Really good question. We don't know exactly why some mums are more at risk of GDM or gestational diabetes than others. There's certainly lots of research going into that. And some of those risk factors that we talked about for developing type 2 diabetes, like being overweight, being inactive, being an older mum, do put them at a higher risk. But there are other factors that we just don't know about. So it's really important for all women, all pregnant women, to make sure they do get screened for gestational diabetes. And that's usually around the 24 to 28 week mark that a GP will send mums off to get themselves tested for gestational diabetes.
Can you tell me a little bit more about pre-diabetes and whether this stage of the condition can be reversed as well?
Ah, good question. Okay, that comes up a lot. We often get people ringing us up and talking about pre-diabetes. Pre-diabetes is really a state, not so much a condition, but a state where that occurs before someone develops type 2 diabetes, where their blood glucose levels rise, but they're not as high as what we would see in someone with type 2 diabetes. So that's why we sort of say it's pre-diabetes. It's a stage before it. But the important thing is it's a really great opportunity to make some lifestyle changes, because we know for those people that do have pre-diabetes, if they make lifestyle changes, like we were talking about, losing some weight, if they're overweight, doing regular activity, eating a healthy diet, then they can actually prevent going on to develop type 2 diabetes later on. So great opportunity to get in early and do some healthy lifestyle.
Awesome. So the thing is, we've got to do some exercise, healthy eating to reduce our risk of getting diabetes and pre-diabetes as well. Tell us where to go for more information for our audience who's listening and maybe want to explore further and research a little bit more.
Yeah, so we're basically encouraging everybody to do that, because once you know your risk, then you can do something about it. So we're saying it's pretty easy, three simple steps. The first one, we encourage people to log on to our website, and that's diabeteswa.com.au. And when you log on, you can actually take the risk assessment test, so it's Know Your Risk, Diabetes Risk, and it's really simple. It's just 11 questions. They go through and answer those questions, and then at the end they'll get a score. And it does tell you a little bit about the score, but we encourage everyone to take that score along to your GP. Obviously, it's in the higher end. We would encourage you to do that sooner than later and have a discussion with your GP about what it means. And then it's more than likely the GP will send you off for a blood test to confirm a diagnosis of diabetes or not, or type 2 diabetes. The other thing you can do is also go onto that website and you'll see there's some free digital prevention programs. And that's when we start getting, when we were talking about making sure we are eating a healthy diet and doing some regular activity. Those prevention programs are a great way to start doing that. Or if you're already doing some of that and you want to know a bit more, jump onto that prevention program and find out a lot more about how you can prevent type 2 diabetes. And lastly, we do have our 1300 number here at Diabetes WA. That's 1300 001 880, and that puts you straight through to a credentialed diabetes educator. And they sit on those phones from Monday to Friday. Any questions you have about diabetes or pre-diabetes or gestational diabetes that we've been talking about today, they can answer all those questions for you. So three easy steps.
Perfect. I'm definitely going to encourage our listeners to get tested. Have a look on the website for more information as well. And, of course, encourage healthy eating and exercise. Thank you so much for joining us on RTRFM Di.
Thanks so much for having me. And all the best for National Diabetes Week.
Thank you. That was Di Ledger, diabetes educator from Diabetes WA. And as we said, if you are looking for more information, head to diabeteswa.com.au.